Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 564 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. Okay, here's today's question from Travis.
Hey, Pat, this is Travis over at dronesmarter.com. I'm looking at launching a podcast with about 10 episodes in the queue. Want to do the WordPress self-hosted along with SoundCloud for actually hosting the media files. Curious how you actually go about scheduling them out so you can upload them all today and have them maybe go out over the next 10 weeks or so and adding more kind of in the hopper down the road. So appreciate your response and have a great day, Pat. Thanks. Bye.
Travis, what's up, man? Thank you so much for the question today. Love the sound of your voice. I am curious to know what kind of mic you use, but whatever it is, your podcast listeners, thank you, because you have a great sounding voice and you got all the right equipment. So you're off to a great start. In terms of how many episodes to start with, there's a lot of conversation about this. Here's what I would do. And then I'm going to talk about your SoundCloud and upload release later kind of thing. But the big thing is, having episodes in the can when you first start out is a great idea. Obviously, it's good to do a bunch and batch record a bunch of episodes just so you have them in the hopper, like you said, ready to fire. But when you actually launch, when you go live on iTunes, for example, you'll want at least 3 episodes already live for people to consume on day one when it goes live on iTunes. So when it gets approved, after you submit that RSS feed from SoundCloud or Libsyn or other host, you then, you know, make sure there's 3 episodes at least that they can listen to. I made the mistake of launching with 1, and that's why some of the 1-star reviews exist on iTunes. And that's because, this is for smartpassiveincome.com, that's because 1 episode, I mean, this is a big moment. You've just launched your podcast, and if you just give people 1 chance to listen to you, and they are going to want more, trust me, especially if they love your stuff. And if you're talking about drones, I mean, gosh, I want to consume everything that you do because I'm into drones right now, and I'm in the market for one. But anyway, here's the thing. People are going to want to listen to more, and to gain the most exposure, to climb the highest in the rankings when you launch, you want to have as many downloads, subscribes, ratings, and reviews as possible in the shortest period of time. You're leaving those on the table if you only launch with 1 episode. If you launch with more, you have more opportunities for people to download more, obviously. More calls to actions in those episodes to subscribe. More opportunity for you to have at least 1 of those episodes connect with somebody who maybe wasn't into 1 of the other ones, right? So have 3 different episodes go live. Have them be 3 sort of, you know, they're wide in range in terms of the different kinds of people within the niche that you're in. That way you grab a hold of somebody, you get them to subscribe and they just love what you do. Plus you get the higher rankings that time too and more downloads and, you know, run some contests or just make a huge deal out of the launch. But please launch with at least 3. Chris Tucker and I have debated this. I say 3, he says 5. Maybe 4, but I like 3 or 5. But, you know, just launch with more than 1. That's the main point there. Now, in terms of in the can, I mean, having up to 10 is great. I've launched, I think it was Ask Pat, there was like 20 in the hopper when I launched, and I launched with 5 in February of 2014, and I had 15 in the can, and I was just like, it was great to have all that there. So, yes. Now, in terms of scheduling them, you know, uploading them all at once is something that you could do. However, I will say with SoundCloud, there's a few concerns. For one, when you publish an episode on SoundCloud that you've previously uploaded, iTunes will show the date of upload, not the date that it gets pushed out publicly, which has been a huge hassle. And it's been 2 years with SoundCloud, and this has been the number one request that I and so many other podcasters have had as a scheduling thing, to share the published date, not the upload date. It just doesn't. They don't, and I've been kind of disappointed in them. Not only that, there's a lot of headlines nowadays, you can look it up, where SoundCloud seems to be in millions and millions and tens of millions of dollars and losing money, essentially, not profitable at all. A lot of people chattering about whether or not they're going to be around much longer. So I would hesitate to move to SoundCloud for those reasons. Libsyn is great. Use the discount code SPI to get some off your first month. And also, I also would recommend at this point Buzzsprout. Buzzsprout. This is a company that I've got connected with very recently, and I'm very impressed with what they've done. And we're currently in the middle of potentially moving from SoundCloud, which is where Ask Pat is on right now, to Buzzsprout. And I know for a fact that you can upload episodes ahead of time, and when you publish them, it shows the date that you publish them, which was like the first thing I asked them if it did that. And yes, and they have a lot of other great features too. They just make it really easy. Anyway, I'm not here to pitch different hosting companies for you. I'm here to tell you that scheduling them ahead of time is something that you could do. My team and I do that, and we upload into Libsyn for Smart Passive Income quite early. For Ask Pat, we don't do it. Mindy actually goes in every single day and uploads the ones that are required because of that darn date thing. But anyway, going back to Libsyn, we do schedule ahead of time. We upload ahead of time. We write the blog posts ahead of time with all the show notes and all that stuff. We even get the transcripts done ahead of time too. And we have them scheduled to publish on the day that they're meant to be published. And that works out really, really well. But when you're just launching out, you're going to want some published on your site already. You can launch them, you know, back to back to back, all three at once, or maybe back to back to back every day or for 3 weeks just to get them out there, to tease it to people, and then actually have a launch day where you go live on iTunes. So they're already going to be live on your website, and then you're going to go live on iTunes. That's going to be the big one where people can then subscribe and download and all that sort of stuff, because they need to be on your website. They need to be in that RSS feed at some point before you submit to iTunes. So that's what you want to do. So I hope that answers your question, Travis. Let me know if it didn't, and use the handle @PatFlynn on Twitter, and I can further clarify and follow up with any questions that you might have. Happy to answer them. Just wishing you the best of luck. Good luck with the drone podcast. I think it's awesome. And of course, we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. I also want to thank everybody else out there who's been asking questions. If you have a question that you want featured here on the show, and you can also get a t-shirt, head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Thank you so very much. And I also just want to thank all of you for being awesome. And if you have a moment, please head on over to iTunes, look up Ask Pat, and leave a review. Leave an honest review. They help out so much. They help with exposure. They pump me up. They motivate me. And if you've been listening for a while, you haven't, you know, you're looking for a way to pay me back, that would be a quick and easy way to do it. So head on over to iTunes, go to Ask Pat, leave a review. That's it. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Have an amazing, amazing weekend. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Bruce Lee. He says, "Don't fear failure. In great attempts, it is glorious even to fail." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week, so you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.